This interview is brought to you by Transformational Mortgage Solutions. You can check out the full episode at lickinonlending.com.
Alice Alvey is here. She's CMB Vice President of Education and Training at Union Home Mortgage, and she's got this week's legislative update. Hey, Alice, you remember where we first met?
That Texas Mortgage Bankers event.
That's right. My old partners, Andy and Chuck, we put on an event. This was when I was with a partner at MBS, Mortgage Banking Solutions, and I'm speaking next week. I'm going to be up there. Back in that same spot, brought back memories of us. So anyway, Alice, what you got for us, friend?
So there's been a little more press and a lot of buzz about the fact that New York has now signed as a state law that non-banks have to, you know, independent mortgage bankers essentially need to comply with Community Reinvestment Act laws. And this has always been something that's been, I think, as a lender, very difficult to wrap your heads around, because you go, I thought CRA was about the fact that a bank takes money from a community and therefore should be reinvesting back into the community that it is taking deposits from. That was really one of the original premises for this law, among other things. How do I pick that up and apply it to a lender who does not take deposits? What's starting to become the model is the state of Massachusetts has actually had this for decades. They have had a CRA requirement that applied to non-banks. So there's two groups that are really struggling with it. It's not only independent mortgage bankers, but it's also credit unions. There's a group of smaller credit unions that also struggle with this level of compliance and scrutiny, because it takes money. It takes an investment to be able to look at what products do I have to offer, what extra activities do I have to be involved in, and how do I measure this if I'm not a depository, or like in a credit union case, I have a specific member base and that's who I'm supposed to be serving. Am I measured against that base for being able to contribute back into community? So there's a lot of complexity with this. For those of you who haven't had a chance to check out how some of this might work, it is time as an independent mortgage banker to pay attention to it. You can take a look at the way Massachusetts structures it. Illinois has signed a law also, but they have not codified all the rules and how it's going to be executed. So really our best example is looking at how some of the examinations have gone for the state of Massachusetts and how some of those peer comparisons have been drawn. So they use a rating system. They look at the products that you're offering. Are they going to be assisting low to moderate income borrowers? If you're a servicer, they look at how you're assisting borrowers who are struggling with payments and as they get into that loss mitigation phase. There are several components to it that require, as a lender, that I'm making an effort to offer products and support my borrowers in servicing who are in that low to moderate income range. I think as an industry, we have to try and figure out how to embrace this. I see it like the SAFE Act at this point. When you get a big state like New York that buys in, once we started hitting three and four states that were implementing loan officer licensing, it got rapid trajectory from there before it became federal law. So you might as well take a look, you know, how would we address this? How would we look today if we were measured? And I think make sure as an industry, we get all behind it on how we are, at what level are we okay with this? Because if we say we're not okay at any of it, that's the power of negotiation. I have to try and figure out, well, maybe we're starting at I don't want any in hopes that we only get one baby step in. Larger institutions, I understand, you know, top five, top mega lenders that are out there. It makes sense that what we make sure that there isn't any discriminatory or practices that put up barriers. But for the smaller companies, there should be an exemption line, in my humble opinion, because it is difficult to try and put all the resources together to comply. At the end of the day, we all have an obligation to make sure we're not putting up barriers, and that we can do on a daily basis to take all the applications we can, right? That's what we keep saying about independent mortgage bankers. Hey, we never turn away an applicant, so we want every deal we can out there. So that's just my two cents, Dave, as lenders have to start thinking about this a little bit more. Don't look at it as just one more state on the list. There does seem to be something that is going to start brewing at state-by-state levels, and we should be paying attention to it.
Yep, I think you brought up a good point earlier this year, saying the shift is going from the CFPB on a national basis to the local CFPBs, the equivalents, inside of each of the states. And the regulatory shift has gone to state, which is making this thing so much more complicated, Alice. From that standpoint, is one thing is to monitor CFPB, look what's going on. They certainly haven't gone away. There's action being taken. But more attention and focus needs to be put at the state. You raise up a great point. Good job. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for being here all these years. Say hi to Andy, your husband. Appreciate you. And have you participate in the Hot Topic segment. Thank you so much. Folks, that wraps up this week's podcast. Next week, we got Pete Paglia coming on of Homebiter. I met Pete at that conference, and I invited him to come on the podcast because I'm looking at ways we can create stickiness. How can you, the lender, maybe let's think about repeat business. The mortgage industry is pathetic of all the industries out there. I don't know if we're the worst, but we've got to be near the bottom of the whole market and drawing people to stay with us. And a way to do that is through a home buyer product, Homebinder. And we talked a little bit about that. Again, we're focusing a little bit on this part of the year on forward-looking strategies that you can employ in 2022. So be sure to come back next week for the Hot Topics segment. Talk about that. Special thank you to our sponsors, Finastra, CMLA, Lenders One, Accelerate, Mobility, MMI, the MBA Knowledge Coop, Mortgage Collaborative, and SnapDocs. So glad to have all of you as sponsors. Thank you. And thank you, listeners, for being here, sharing this podcast with others, and reach out and get a hold of Nick. You'll enjoy the conversation. And also getting insights into the bigger vision there. We didn't get a chance to get into all that we could have, but I think you can. He will open up with you when you're calling him directly. So good to have you with us, everyone. Have a great week. Look forward to having you back here next week.
You've been listening to Licken on Lending, a weekly mortgage market update with your host, David Licken of Transformational Mortgage Solutions. Join us next week, and thanks for listening.